of snow across the western United States. But don't worry, if you're feeling left out, it's on its way to you too. By tomorrow night, Halloween night, Chicago should be getting dusted with snow. Congratulations to the Windy City and Northern Michigan and Wisconsin. Snow coming to you as well. By the way, minus 35. Not a misprint. Minus 35 recorded in Utah yesterday. Good Lord. It's Octobuary. Yeah, it's Octobuary. Minus 35 in Utah yesterday. So the snow, it's on its way from the west. Denver's already picked up an official 11.4 inches of snow. Snow forecast for today, tonight, tomorrow, tomorrow night, and the next morning in Denver. So it's possible they could add more to their totals. It's not going to be an all-time record, but right now it's the most snow they've seen there since 1997 at least. And by, like I said, by the time we get to Halloween, the snow is going to pass through Kansas City, St. Louis, on its way to Chicago, and into Michigan as well, and possibly farther to the east in Toronto and so forth. So I just wanted you to know that the first big blast of cold and wind for the upper Midwest is coming. Winter's here. It's almost here. Well, it will be November, I suppose, in a couple of days. Maybe we could plan on a white Thanksgiving. It happens from time to time. I just wanted to share that with you. So if you're going to be trick-or-treating or being involved with that at all, from Indianapolis through Chicago and Northern Michigan, man, get ready because, well, here it comes. That's through the week, Thursday into Friday, snow across much of the country from Denver to Chicago. All right, so here you go. I wanted to take you under the crazy train a little bit. I want to share, and this will be a candidate for the dumbest thing you've heard all week. The next two things I'm going to share with you, the dumbest thing you've heard all week. First is Felicia Rotolini. Felicia Rotolini is the chair of the Democrat Party in Arizona, which, by the way, brand new polling in Arizona shows that Donald Trump would beat every Democrat opponent that they can put up. So the chance of the Democrats winning in Arizona hovers right around zero right now. But Felicia Rotolini is the Democratic chair. And on Saturday, she was holding a discussion in front of a large group of people, a gathering of leftists, of Democrats, of socialists. And keep in mind, this is one day before the daring raid. In fact, the raid could have been underway at this point, that was approved and directed by the president of the United States that killed al-Baghdadi in western Syria, the number one terrorist in the world. Raid a few hours later killed the number two terrorist in the world, the number one leader of ISIS, the backup leader of ISIS, both deceased by the end of the weekend. al-Baghdadi taken out. But Felicia Rotolini on Saturday talking about how Donald Trump is helping ISIS. He's helping ISIS. The crazy train rolls on in bite number seven. Bite seven, go.
The inspiration of leaders who are going to put people first is so important, and that's going to make people vote. Another reason why people are going to vote, because Donald Trump is manipulating the White House and has aligned himself with ISIS and Saudi Arabia.
I have to say that is not true.
But
that is not true.
Say, the most important thing that we can do today is vote for civility, vote for a president who's not going to align himself with the most dangerous foreign nations that are the reason why we had 9/11.
He aligned himself with ISIS. They lined up on the leader of ISIS, and well, then he aligned himself up with several different places because he flew in several different directions. I'm sorry if that's too coarse for you. If I say that he died like a dog, that he died like a coward, which he did, if that offends you in some way, I don't care. It's an observation. It's the truth. The number one terrorist in the world who beheaded people, who raped American women and others, was dismembered by his own bomb. He was disarticulated. He died like a dog. He died like a coward, and good. I'm glad that he did. Less for us to deal with. But the Democrats believe that he is aligned with ISIS, the president of ISIS. And the crazy train after the successful outing rolled on. Here's MSNBC. Mehdi Hassan said the president is helping ISIS recruit soldiers. Well, he's recruiting him for what? Body bags? Listen to it. Bite number eight. Bite eight from MSNBC. Go.
He's almost like a Bond villain who also tells you his whole master plan before he tries to kill you. He just says it out loud. And as you say, this is going to be, he's a recruiting sergeant for ISIS, Chris, in so many ways. Tony mentioned the whole oil argument, which has obviously been a narrative for a long time. He also is someone who is an Islamophobe, which obviously helps groups like ISIS recruit disillusioned, angry young men from across the world, not just from across the Middle East. He's been featured in ISIS recruiting videos, and his Muslim ban has definitely been a recruiting ad for ISIS. So in many ways, he helps, quote unquote, the enemy.
I wonder if the new video will be a recruiting video, the one where al-Baghdadi blows up and chunks of him fly this way and his head comes clean off. I wonder. Oh, by the way, Mehdi Hassan does work for Al Jazeera, the propagandist network founded by Al Gore and funded by Qatar. Don't forget that, but yes, founded by Al Gore. You're right. That's where Al Gore got tens of millions of his dollars. It was from being involved with Al Jazeera, a propagandist network that is paid for in whole by the Qatari government. Don't forget where the information comes from. And that's why Mehdi Hassan, Donald Trump, he's the leading recruiter for ISIS. Really? Yeah, nothing like a body bag spokesman. Very small bags based on what was left. And so it is. All right, it's 25 after on a Wednesday. Good to have you here for the conversation, just getting rolling. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Go there now.